Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory, glory divine. Herald salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. Let me sing that again. Blessed assurance, Jesus is yours today, is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Herald salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in, hallelujah, His blood. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior. Hallelujah. All the day long, this is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior. Yeah, the day long, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, to God be the glory. Oh, we thank God for another opportunity to be on the Lord's prayer line today, this evening, oh God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for my chief apostle, Dr. Larry Osborne, giving me a chance to be on the line one more time, the pastor and founder of Sunshine of Faith International Worldwide Ministry. We thank God today for her. Thank God for all those that are on the line right now to hear from heaven. We thank God today because it has not been for the Lord on our side, we wouldn't be able to be on the line tonight. I just want to read just for a few minutes a scripture that I love to read in 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, the 3rd verse. And God is saying to us today, hear what the word of God is speaking to you about on this glorious day. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in our sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank God for this day. Thank God for he is good and he's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. I thank God for this opportunity because the Lord has been good to each one of us on this line. Very good to us. But have we been good to him? Have we been good to him? He gave us another day to be with him. But have we praised him on this glorious day? God is good. God is good. And just for a few minutes, I will be reading from the fourth chapter, the second Corinthians. But I'm going to start at the third verse, the first verse. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, and we faint not, but had renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, not handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man conscious in the sight of God. And if our gospel be hidden, it is hidden to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the mind of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto you, and you on this line. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servant for Jesus' sake. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts and in your hearts today to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. For you and you have this treasure, is earthly vessel, that the excellency of the power may be of God and of you who are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. You are perplexed, but not despair. Prosecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. If you pray with me, for which we live always delivering unto the death of Jesus' sake, that life also of Jesus might be manifest in you today, in your mortal body. You will find in 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should attain for fornication. Many times you wonder, what is God's will for you today? God tell us it is that you can be sanctified and be holy or set apart from filth and corruption that is in the world through lust. Paul misses fornication because he is so fervent, not so disgracing. All of us have some dirty laundry, but are not you glad Jesus can clean you up today, straighten you up today? Jesus can cover you up all of our wrongdoings and mistakes. We was born in sin. We were shaped in iniquity in our mother's womb. But going places I did not need to be. We hung out with individual stuff that was wrong in doing. Stop what you doing. It's time now to get right. As I said, that you can straighten up. You can clean up. You can change. In these day and time, we know that God ordered Jesus' steps. He also ordered Judas' steps. Without Judas betraying Jesus, you wouldn't have salvation. Without Goliath coming against David, David would have never taken the throne. Without my father going to be with the Lord, I would have never stepped and do the things that each individual does. When things run out in your life, instead of complaining, being bitter, you need to change your attitude, your personality. See, you can see the best. You can step up to know who were created in your life. Oftentimes, gas goes up, food goes up, rent goes up. But when prayer goes up, God's blessings come down. So Solomon asked for wisdom, and God added wealth. Abraham asked for a son, and God gave him a generation. May God give you today more than you asked for, in Jesus' name. There is no storm that God won't carry you through. No bridges that God won't help you to cross. No battle that God won't help you to win. The answer you need will be revealed to you in God's own time. Keep praying. Keep trusting in God. And never, never give up. God is releasing right now angels to protect you and you on this line and your family in the name of Jesus. There is coming a time when every knee must bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. God is right now is opening the windows of heaven and pouring out a blessing for you and you that is on this line. It is time to get your heart together. Get right and fix your faith right now in Jesus Christ. God is saying to you on this line, I'm going to repay you for the years the enemy has stolen. Years you spent lonely. Years you spent mistreated and talked about. You talk to any person, any kind of way. You are going to have plenty of joy tonight, this evening. Joy and happiness, plenty of peace, plenty of opportunities right now to keep trusting in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Walk with God when your heart needs company. Turn to God when you need someone to lean on. Take God's hand when you feel lost and lonely, when no one can be there. Remember that God is always there. You are not alone today, my people. Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Never lose hope today. Never give up today. Never lose hope in your life. And no matter what the situation might be, just when you think you had reached the end of the road, God sends a miracle in your life. God will send healing through the your body from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. God will deliver you in the name of Jesus. Come on, my people who are called by my name. Hallelujah, it's time. It's time. Yeah, it's time to get right with God. You may not have this chance anymore. Get right with God. Hallelujah. Tomorrow is not promised to you today. This is your time. This is your time to make an important decision. As you get hurt, as you get sick, you call the ambulance. Get quick in a hurry to come to Jesus. Just like the ambulance come when you're sick and come with a stretcher to remove you from your home or from the street where you had laid down. Hallelujah. Get right with God right now. It may be too late. So don't lay down tonight and don't know Jesus. Come to him. Don't let this moment pass you by. It's time to wake up. Wake up. Wake up and smell God's words. Hear him today. Get right. Because he lives, hallelujah, I can face tomorrow, because he lives. Oh, yes.